Today's sermonette text is taken from Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, also for the Greeks. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we're to speak of the gospel of Jesus Christ boldly, the good news. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose on the third day. He was seen by the 12, by 500 brethren. We preach at Firm Foundation, Jesus crucified, Christ risen. Because he lives, we live. And the gospel is universal. And Jesus said in the gospel of Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So I go and preach the gospel as I ought. There's no place that I would rather be than here right now. The power of God's word, scripture, cuts to the heart. Christ died for our sins. By grace we have been saved. It is a gift from God. We confess that Jesus is Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes upon him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. A must for a person to be grafted into God's family is to believe in faith. You must believe in faith upon Jesus Christ. God's righteousness is perfect. One who believes upon Jesus Christ, apart from the Lord, God and Savior, our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. Faith is indispensable. It's like doing without air. It doesn't work. For in righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith defined in the Bible, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. His written word is our proof. We were blind, but now we see. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. May we, as Bible-believing Christians, may you, somebody sitting on the fence, seek and search with all your heart. May you knock on God's door with a humble and contrite heart. And we will say this, God knows the intent of the heart. He is an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God. And the Lord will open. In turn, the possibilities are unlimited to what the Lord can and will do in your lives. The power of God's word, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul, spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. For those who believe in faith once had a heart of stone. Do you remember that? Though through God's word, we have a heart of flesh today. We were dead, and now we are alive. God's written word is a life changer. Faith can move mountains, going from crooked paths to straight paths. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Friend, come to the knowledge that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Confession of sin. Repent is simply turning from your evil, wicked ways and walking with the Lord. Belief upon Him alone. It's been stressed here, and we're not trying to sway somebody to any parties, anything. We are just merely saying that He is the one that is the way to go, and the only one is to trust in Jesus Christ alone. His word is truth, and we're to grow daily, bearing fruit worthy of a repentant sinner, enduring till the end. This is not a sprint. Until we take our last breath, this is what we're supposed to be doing. He will never steer you in the wrong direction, ever. You'll steer yourself off of His path. God's promise to believers, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confession steadfast to the end. Well, it says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your heart as in rebellion. The unbelieving Israelites back in Moses' day could not enter the promised land because of unbelief. They seen miracles that we read about in the Bible, and they still didn't believe, and they weren't able to enter the rest. We take His word by faith. Our roots, brothers and sisters, must be in Christ Jesus. Deep. Our resolve is in Him. He is our hope, the only one who has the answer of salvation, peace, eternity. And we can say boldly like Peter, but Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. God's righteousness by God through Jesus Christ. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. May we never, as a Christian, be ashamed of being a believer in Jesus Christ. And if you think that you're not capable of doing it, Jesus denied Him 3 times. We all have clay feet, but may we always be speaking boldly about Jesus Christ and what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do. Days a year, a blood-bought believer is practicing righteousness, which is simply putting on Christ daily. We take up our cross daily. We have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Without the blood, there is no remission of sin. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever, that he shall continue to live eternally and not see the pit. That's comforting words for a believer. For an unbeliever, you have decisions and choices to make. He will be our guide even to death. Praise God for His indescribable gift. Salvation is of the Lord by God through Jesus Christ, which is the only way. Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. For this is good and acceptable to sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth is in his word. Read as is, not cut up to what you want it to believe, what you think it believes. The reality is all will not accept but reject the Savior of the world for one reason or another. May you come to the knowledge of truth, my friend, a sinner in need of a Savior. Repent, turn from sin, and walk in the light. Jesus is the light of the world. There are many warnings of your faith if you reject Jesus Christ. There are hundreds of scriptures, and here are a couple sobering scriptures to consider. For those who reject Jesus Christ, and if you think that Jesus Christ is this love, 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 and you know he's going to accept everybody, this is his own words, and they will go away into everlasting punishment. That's hell. That's separated from God. But the righteous, which is one who believes upon Jesus Christ and does his will and endures till the end, righteous into eternal life. Psalms 11:16, the psalmist writes this: upon the wicked he will rain coal, fire, and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be a portion of their cup, the cup of wrath, if you do not accept Jesus Christ. He's not trying to bully you into this, but these are sobering thoughts that you must consider. This revival gives us an opportunity to look within, and importantly, to tell the truth about what the Bible says. And we're not only to be hearers, but doers of his word. It's been mentioned multiple times. And it's a tall order to practice what you preach. And nothing is impossible in God's economy. And you can say this: I can't, he can, I will let him. Because of the mercies and grace we have received, we will not experience the horror of the fate of the wicked. For the one who believes, Jesus' own words can bring comfort to his children. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord's terms are simple: believe in faith and grow from there. You have to have a starting base point. We have his written word to follow. We must come to terms. You must come to terms that your way does not work, but the Lord's does. His word is proof pudding that it works. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to add or subtract to it. If you do, read Revelations 22:18-19. I pray, let your pride go and let God come into your heart. We all make choices, and there are consequences for your choices. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. We are not promised tomorrow, brothers and sisters, friends. May you accept Christ today, and your whole world will change. There's a bunch of people in here that can attest to that. And we're going to end with that in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, everything you will do. We thank you for this wonderful day, the provisions that you provided for us, and may we never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power. The gospel is the power. May we just walk worthy as repentant sinners. May we never be ashamed to tell people the truth. Give them the whole counsel of God. And may we walk with you and not the sinful world. And all of this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.